A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October, Canada
kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号“教书匠小夏”。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to 夏说英文晨读。This is 雅倩。各位晨读小伙伴，早上好，我是雅倩。In today's news, we're going to talk about Brexit. 今天的新闻说的是英国与欧盟达成贸易协议，宣布完成脱欧。那从2016年英国全民公投决定脱欧开始，脱欧就三次延期，直到上周圣诞节前夕，英国才与欧盟达成了最终的脱欧协议。那欧英之间这场马拉松式的分手大戏啊，可谓是历尽波折，终于告一段落了。那么今天呢，就让我们通过新闻来了解一下这份来之不易的贸易协议。此外，如果你希望进一步提升英语水平，我向你强烈推荐由本课程原班人马打造的《友邻外刊精读课》。这门课呀，是晨读的升级版，会精选全球顶级刊物的文章，带你逐字逐句掌握语言精华。只要你坚持学习，还能全额退学费哦。请关注公众号“夏说英文晨读”，立刻报名参加吧。好，下面我会为大家朗读一遍这则新闻，希望大家听新闻的时候不要看原文，看看自己能听懂多少。Without further ado, let's get started. Ever since the UK left the EU on the 31st of January, both sides have been talking about what the new rules should be. The negotiations went to the wire, as the current arrangement ends on the 31st of December.The deal contains new rules for how the UK and EU will live, work, and trade together. But we don't know a lot of the detail yet, because the full document, expected to be well over 1,000 pages long, has not been released. 好，全篇听完了，我们来逐句理解。首先，第一句话呢，就做了一个背景介绍。Ever since the UK left the EU,On the 31st of January, both sides have been talking about what the new rules should be. 从1月30号欧盟批准英国脱欧以来，欧英双方啊就一直在讨论新规则该是什么样的。Ever since 表示自从，它是一个完成时的标志，所以后面的主句呢就用了一个时态，叫做现在完成进行时。Both sides have been talking.这个 have been talking 就是现在完成进行时，它强调了英国跟欧盟啊一直在进行协商，中间经历了漫长的过程。那么再往后看 ，what the new rules should be， 这是一个 what 引导的宾语从句，告诉了我们双方协商的内容，那就是英国脱欧后这个新规则 new rules 该是什么样的。好，那么英国与欧盟之间这场漫长的谈判结果如何呢？我们一起来看下一句。The negotiations went to the wire as the current arrangement ends on the 31st of December. 随着12月31日现有协议的结束，英国和欧盟之间这个焦灼的谈判呀，终于走向了尾声。Negotiation 就是谈判，那这里使用的复数就表示双方进行过一轮又一轮的焦灼的谈判。那么 wire 它指的并不是我们熟悉的金属丝呀或者是电线，而是赛马时候的那根终点线。在赛马的时候呢，我们经常会看到几匹马在比赛过程中几乎是不分先后，直到冲过终点线的那一刻才能最终决出胜负。所以说 go to the wire 或者是 go down to the wire 也就引申出了直到最后或者说到最后一刻这么一层意思。 那举个例子，我们可以说 They were absolutely evenly matched and went right to the wire. 他们旗鼓相当，一直到最后一刻，胜负才见分晓。好，回到原文 As the current arrangement ends on the 31st of December. 随着12月31日现有协议的结束，那这里的 as 就表示随着，引导的是一个时间状语从句。而 current arrangement 现有协议呢，也就是英国在正式脱欧之前双方暂时的协议。那说到这里，你是不是也挺好奇的？英国和欧盟之间费了这么大力气才敲定的协议，具体包括哪些内容呢？我们接着往下看。The deal contains new rules for how the UK and EU will live, work and trade together. 这句话比较简单，说的是欧英之间达成的这份协议啊，涵盖了三个方面 Live together 如何共存 Work together 怎么合作 And trade together 如何互通贸易。那么 deal 和上一句的 arrangement 就是同义词，表示协议，通常用在商业场合。那比如说达成协议，我们可以说 reach a deal， 当然也可以换一个动词 strike a deal， strikeS-T-R-I-K-E. 比如说 With the deadline closing in fast, negotiators were racing to strike a deal. 截止日期近在眼前，所以谈判者们就竞相达成了协议。好，那原句中的 contain 表示包括、包含的意思，也可以用 include 来做统一替换。好，我们接着往下看，下面这句话呢，话锋一转 ,but...We don't know a lot of the detail yet, because the full document, expected to be well over 1,000 pages long, has not been released. 那我们先跳过两个破折号之间的插入语，来看一看句子的主干。我们现在不知道协议的细节。We don't know a lot of the detail yet. 为什么呢？因为这份协议还没有公布。The full document has not been released.Detail 就是细节，那 release 就是公开公布的意思。后面的 full document 显然就是完整的协议，而这份协议具体是什么样的，我们来看一看这个插入语怎么说。Expected to be well over 1,000 pages long， 预计远不止1000页。这就对协议内容的长度做了一个补充说明。Expect 意思是预计、预料。后面的 well 啊，这个用法很有意思。平时我们看到多半都是 do something well， 表示某事做得很好。但是这里的 well 是跟介词一起出现的，所以它呢就是对介词进行了强调。这句话里的 well over 1,000 pages long， well 就是在对 over 进行强调，表示远远超过。那举一个例子吧 ，The results are well above what we expected。整句话意思就是结果比我们预想的要好得多。好了，新闻就讲到这里了，我们趁热打铁一起来复习一下今天学到的三个重点表达和用法。Number one, go to the wire or go down to the wire, 表示直到最后一刻。Number two, 达成协议可以用两个短语表示 make a deal, 或者是 strike a deal. Number three,Be well over 1,000 pages long, 远远超过1000页。那这里的 well 搭配了介词，就是对介词起一个强调作用。Alright, 以上就是今天为你带来的新闻讲解。再次提醒大家，不要忘记关注我们的公众号“下说英文晨读”。节目的最后呢，我再为大家朗读一遍全文，祝你度过愉快的一天。Ever since the UK left the EU on the 31st of January, both sides have been talking about what the new rules should be. The negotiations went to the wire, as the current arrangement ends on the 31st of December. The deal contains new rules for how the UK and EU will live, work, and trade together. But we don't know a lot of the detail yet,because the full document, expected to be well over 1,000 pages long, has not been released.